İrene, İrene kazanacağız.
İrene, İrene kazanacağız. İrene.
Mulberry, Union Busting's got to go.
So hey,
Mulberry.
Who?
Mulberry, Union Busting's got to go.
That's the sound of protesters in Turkey and also here in the UK taking aim at the handbag fashion brand Mulberry. The company was founded in England and still produces handbags here, but Mulberry also outsources production to factories, including one in Izmir in Turkey, where union leaders say workers have been fired after joining up to the union. The union is criticising Mulberry for refusing to step in to protect workers at the SF leather factory in Izmir, where 90% of production is on Mulberry handbags. And this is what the workers there have had to say.
There are some irregularities in the workplace, such as low wages, mandatory overtime. We joined the union, and for that reason we were dismissed in March.
I've been a machine operator for 10 months and am a member of the union. It is particularly women and the workers who are destitute who are forced to resign from the union.
We are feeling the pressure every day because we belong to the union. Although we produce 8,000 bags in a month, they say we do not work properly.
So those workers say they were put under pressure by bosses at the factory after they joined the Derek Tas union. The national organiser for Derek Tas, Engin Celik, told me that pressure on union members is common in Turkey, but he wants to see Mulberry take action to stop that happening in the factory it uses.
Workers at CF Leather is working under low wages and bad conditions. CF Leather workers began to join our union 6 months ago. As soon as CF Leather's management heard their organizing activities, 14 workers were dismissed from CF Leather company. And CF Leather pressured upon the rest of the workers to resign from the union. We have just three demands to Mulberry. One of them required that CF Leather immediately drop all court cases against the Teritex union and CF Leather workers. Second, required that CF Leather hire back the 14 illegally dismissed workers. And third, require CF Leather to immediately stop all illegal union busting activities. You know, Mulberry has a global sourcing principles for its suppliers. One of them is the right to freedom of association and collective bargaining. But Mulberry said that we are investigating only. But Mulberry didn't take any step about this case.
And Mulberry too has pointed out that it has this set of global sourcing principles, which includes commitments to international human rights, such as freedom of association. Mulberry gave us this statement today.
We take very seriously the rights and responsibilities outlined in our sourcing principles, and we expect a very high standard from our suppliers. We are fully aware that a labour issue has arisen at our supplier SF Leather in Izmir, Turkey. We understand the matter has now become a legal issue and is undergoing a legal process. It is therefore inappropriate for Mulberry to comment on the details of this case at this stage.
Well, Mulberry is just the latest fashion brand to come under pressure from both unions and consumers over its supply chain. Since the Rana Plaza disaster in Bangladesh, where more than 1,130 garment workers were killed, the spotlight has been on working conditions for the people who make clothes for stores around the world. Fashion designer Alsora De Castro, who is co-founder of the campaign group Fashion Revolution, says it's not just so-called fast fashion where the problems lie. Luxury brands have to look at workers' rights too.
What's interesting to me is that Mulberry is a luxury fashion brand and it's generally perceived to be fast fashion the main culprit. And I think that there is such a thing as fast luxury. Many of the luxury brands produce sometimes in the same factories, certainly in the same areas and very often under the same conditions as the fast fashion brands.
And what people say about the high street brands is that we need to pay more for our clothes, you know. But a brand like Mulberry and other luxury brands, people are already paying a lot. What percentage of that is actually going down to the workers?
Well, the percentage that goes down to the workers in terms of fast fashion is very, very low. It's between 1 and 3%. And Labour behind the label in 2014, they surveyed 40 brands, only four of which were paying above the minimum wage. And another report from Behind the Barcode from 2015 highlighting that out of 220 brands surveyed, only 12% were paying above the minimum required wage, and that only in certain areas of the supply chain. So the misconception that the more we pay, the more the worker is paid is completely false.
And since Rana Plaza in particular, there has been a raising of awareness. But do you think it's gone across to the luxury consumer?
Well, in all honesty, I do think that they really do believe that if they are buying something that costs a fortune, the supply chain will be fairer.
And that's very true in the case of Mulberry, where it markets itself as a luxury British brand, but it's now Singapore-owned, and people might be surprised to hear producing in Turkey. So there is a great divide between what people see in the adverts and what happens.
In order to advertise this kind of heritage, you know, the word heritage is a little bit like the word natural. You know, when you buy a beauty product and it says natural, it really doesn't mean that it's natural at all. So when you buy a UK product that says heritage, it really doesn't mean that it is made in the UK. It's just borrowing that kind of aesthetic in order to sell better.
Mulberry, the company, says it's got a set of global sourcing principles and it does have commitments to international human rights, freedom of association. So why do you think a situation like this has arisen? Is this common in companies where the board believes they're putting principles into practice and maybe it just doesn't happen on the ground?
Most brands are redesigning themselves in order to look sustainable and to become sustainable. But most brands don't actually own their own factories. So the brand itself may be committed to human rights and transparency, but perhaps not the owners of the factories in which they produce those goods, and perhaps not the governments that are in charge of creating those regulations.
And that was fashion campaigner Orsola De Castro.